Hey, till the sun goes down. Hey, so much money. Hey, Kelsey, show me a man that don't need money, and I'll show you why. Standing still. Whoa, whoa. Yo, shit. What's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You are live on the air right now. Morris Media Live. It's Friday. I'm what the youngin' would call turn up or turnt up or whatever you want to call it. I'm in here, baby. I'm feeling good. I mean, I was just telling the poetess, if you're looking, you're searching for a reason to feel grateful, check your pulse. I guarantee you, if you're breathing, you should be partying. You know what I mean? Life is a party, baby. I'm telling you. Listen, you're here now. I'm live. I'm on the internet. Shout out to all the people all over the world from China, Japan, Africa. 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 Shout out to Africa. of course, the United States, everybody and everything that's happening right now. My goal, my purpose is to make sure that you are alive, healthy, and well. I'm talking health wealth here, y'all. I'm talking fitness facts. I'm talking about things that's going to make you healthy. Keep you healthy. Keep you alive as long as you can be. All right? Now, my main focus, of course, is easeplexity. Easy movements, complex results. Look for my ebook. It is done now. You can make pre-orders right now on my website, www.demegacode.com. If we don't get with you there, you can also stalk me on social media at Demegacode. That's all the sites, y'all. You name it, I'm here. I'm everywhere. I'm like the sun. You go to Twitter, Facebook. What's the other one? IG. All of those. I'm there at the Demega Code. All right. You can't miss me. All right. Now, we're talking about easeplexity. We're talking about alkaline water, y'all. I hope y'all got y'all's because I got mine. Again, pre-order the water that glows in the dark. Come on now. I mean, it's official like a ref with a whistle. You really can't do nothing about that. You're at the gym. You're like, yo, for one, it's a conversation piece. All right. And then you just say, well, the bottle lights up. Well, you know, the water glows in the dark. Because it makes you glow in the dark. Oh, man. Here we go. Here we go with me getting deep. You probably wondering why. Think about it. It's like the bioluminescence. Y'all know what the bioluminescence is? Well, let me school you a little bit to your life. Let me school you a little bit to your light. The bioluminescence is the absolute bottom of the ocean. Right? Everything down there glows in the dark. It glows in the water. It glows in the dark, y'all. Everything is the fish, the sea life. Everything down there, it glows in the dark. It's so dark down there. You can't even, if you held your hand like this in front of your face, you wouldn't be able to. It's just that dark. You wouldn't even exist. You would have to glow in the dark. I say that to say this, y'all. Some people are so deep down in their darkness that they're glowing. Now, here's the irony. The closer that the animals and the life get to the surface, they die. Because they don't know what light is. Can't comprehend what it is. See? So, keep this in mind. Whatever levels you're going to, there's going to be people that's going to try to, how will we say, do the same thing, but they won't be able to. They won't get close to you because they can't comprehend your light. See, they're so deep down in darkness, and the closer they get to your light, they just die off because they don't comprehend your light. Does that make sense? Good. Got it? Good. All right. Now, we're talking about alkaline water, y'all. Of course, we're talking about alkaline on my show. No disease can live in an alkaline body. None. Not one. All right? Keep this in mind, y'all. This is the whole purpose of alkaline. So I got alkaline, which keeps you healthy, illness out of you, and lean at the same time. For my fat folks, you know who you are. Woo, woo. Come on now. Fat lives matter. I'm on here. I tell it like it is. That's why I'm here. Because there's too many people that ain't telling it like it is. You got trainers that just want to train you to be trainers. They don't even care if you get in shape. I ain't going to blow the whistle on y'all, but you know who you are. So here I am coming to the masses. All right, now we're talking about alkaline. We're talking about, and today we're going to be talking about the cures of it and the things that come along with not having an alkaline body. All right, we're talking about if your body is pure acid, this is what you got to watch out for. All right, we got NFL star Kenya Morgan on the phone today. Come on, y'all. Y'all think I'm playing up in here? This is the Mega Code. You're going to learn. Now, we're talking about fitness. We're talking about anyone that's out of shape. And you don't have to be actually out of shape physically to start. Mentally, you got out of shape somewhere, and that's how you end up physically out of shape. All right? So what the Eastplexity does, it's something that, you know, it's a workout regimen. All right? But the thing is, you have to work out. And even after the workout, even you have to become strong. I'm telling you, y'all, it gets deep up in here. Now, the whole purpose is to look like an ad. Ads is ADS, always doing something. Ads, advertisement. They're always doing something. You are an advertisement. We're talking about my Cold Foundation, y'all. Yeah. So if y'all got some money that y'all want to donate to the Cold Foundation, y'all can do that. Ain't on me. That's just my way of giving back to the community to deal with childhood obesity. All right? My Cold Foundation is CODE. Childhood obesity doesn't exist. So stop making it. Now somebody got to be to blame, right? I ain't blaming the kids. The kids are going to follow the leaders. All right? Leaders are the parents. Parents. If you're grown and you're fat and you don't mind being that way, understood. You've lived your life and that's the thing. But when I'm out, I see parents and kids and they all look alike. These are kids. The kids look like you know, we're dealing with real obesity. So I don't deal with getting the weight off of kids. I deal with getting the weight off. Well, actually, I do deal with getting the weight off the kids now that I think about it. But it's not the weight that you would think. It's not the weight that's physically on them. It's the weight that's on their shoulders, which is their parents either allowing them to want what they want to eat or just not supervising it. Listen, nobody really supervises what you eat. I don't do diets. Do I recommend them? Absolutely, because some people need discipline. It's just like going to church. I don't go to church. But do I recommend it? Absolutely. Because guess what? Some people might need that discipline. Now, when I did need to go to church, guess what? I went to church. I paid my tithes, do everything. You go say hi to God, make sure he makes you stronger. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Once that happens, he says, goes into the byways and the highways. Now, I ain't finna turn this into a damn sermon, but that's just the truth, all right? That's just the bottom line. Now, back to what I was talking about. Alkaline, Cold Foundation, Eastplexity. Let's go. Who did I say we got on the line today? Former NFL great Kenyatta Morgan from the Green Bay Packers. All the Calgary Leafs. Oh, man, it's going down today. If it's something that y'all want to call in and talk to me about, call me at this number right here, 323-933-3375. Oh, shit, I forgot to go live. What'd I say? Oh, my fault. Okay, it's 293. Wait. 323-293-3375. Let me slow it down so y'all can get it. I talk fast, y'all. And a lot of people listen slow. I think that is... Yeah. What time is it? No. This is going to be after 9. Okay. It's 323-293-3375. All right? This is what we're talking about. And we're talking about... quotes for the day. Of course, fitness quotes, y'all. fitness quotes and things that I've learned out through the week that transpire, things that happen along the way. Shout out to what's them boys' names that got their ass whooped 2 games in a row? Y'all got your ass kicked 2 games in a row. They won last night. But for me, I just think that's political. I think that, you know, you don't get blew out like that. You don't just get blew out. Blew out. And then come back. Of course, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors. Great. Huge. I'm a Steph Curry fan. You know what I mean? I'm just going to keep it real. I like Steph. But I don't know what happened the last couple games, Steph. You know what I mean? Because I really went. Then they had the guy go in on Steph on his show. He said, "Well, once you get done with the shooter, what do you have left? A 6'3" flimsy point guard." Man, he just went all the way in on Steph. Man, he took the light-skinned brothers back a couple years. Y'all was just gaining because you had Steph and you had Klay Thompson. The light-skinned brothers was coming back. He big. You know what I mean? Steph, like, we ain't going out like that. So, Draymond Green, you know, and what's the other boy? It's dark-skinned and light-skinned on the damn Golden State Warriors. That's how they, when the coach run their scrimmages, he say, "The light-skinned's over here, the dark-skinned's over here." That's how Steph end up blowing out all, that's how he can shoot over everybody like that. Anyway, man, Steph, get it together, man. You know what I mean? You had me worried. You out there, you ain't got no lineup or nothing. You ain't got no edge up. You ain't getting no fresh cut. You just out there, yo. Yeah, I guess that's the battle. Everybody out there, like, you know. But get it together, man. They ain't playing in OKC. I'm going to tell you that right now. Durant, that boy is shooting like a – and Westbrook. Shout out to Westbrook. And I met all these cats, actually. I met Westbrook and Durant, but not none of the Golden State Warriors. But I still think that you can pull it off because Steph got on his shoes. He got written, "I can do all things through Christ whom strengthens me." That's what it's written on his shoes. That's how he got the deal with Under Armour. He went to Nike, and Nike said, "Man, we ain't putting that on our shoes." What ain't true? It's my show. And I say that's why the goddamn deal didn't go down. Because he wanted to put, "I can do all things through Christ on this shoe." Nike didn't do it. And if that ain't the case, Nike would have did it. I don't care what the reason is. They can say, "Oh, the numbers didn't add up," or this and that. They can say whatever they want to say. The bottom line is they don't have no shoe with a scripture on it. It was going to be done. And it wasn't going to be done. You know why? Because there wasn't no marketability. You know how the backlash and all the Catholics and all the Muslims and all the everybody that was going to call Nike and say, "Hey, well, we want to put Scientology on the shoe. And we want to put Buddhism on the shoe. And we want to put the script. We want to put some Donald Trump said on the shoe." Donald Trump, what the fuck? What is going on with this dude right here? I wonder who's Donald Trump's trainer. Let me look up Donald Trump's trainer. They need to train him. Derek Fisher got hit with the bomb. Boom, bang, bow, boom. You know, y'all probably don't remember the Rock'em Sock'em Robot. Do y'all? Y'all remember that game back in the day? Boom, bang, boom. Man, Derek Fisher got hit over the head so hard, man. I know he's still dizzy. Shout out to Derek Fisher. Hey, man, that's your fault. You know what I mean? It's on Fish. You know, this is sports, of course. Fish got to pay out $109,000 a month. Spousal support, $15,000 child support. Hey, what's her name? he getting a to that's almost $200,000 a month to his wife, Candace. Shout out to Candace. I know your DMs is popping right now, baby. I know they in your DMs like crazy right now. All your social media is popping right now. $109,000 a month. Everybody, what's up, Candace? Hootie hoo! And then this dude, man. All right, let me get off of Derek Fisher, man, because That's a lot of bread, man. We talking $100,000 a month. Okay, that's $1.3 million a year. Plus $15,000 a month per $15,000 a month child. So, do the math. Candace, I see you out there. Her DMs is popping, y'all. I'm telling you. Okay. The best excuse not to go to the gym is I just got back. Hey,
I dropped the mic on that, yo. If you ain't doing it like that, man, take your ass to the gym, yo.
Quit playing. If you out of shape and you know you out of shape, I'm telling you something. If there's not an outfit in the world that's going to make you feel better. For one, it's called an outfit. That means you're supposed to look fit when you're out of it. It's not called an infit. You know what I mean? And if it was an infit, what if it was called an infit? Are you fit to be in it? Ah, gee whiz, y'all. Hey, y'all started this. You know what I mean? I'm just the messenger. Please don't shoot me because I've already been shot. That shit hurt. All I want you to do is bear with me. I got poetess on the grind back there making sure I do everything to perfection because I'm into perfection. I'm a perfectionist. That's not my fault. I was created that way. Blame God. I dare you. Let me see. What else you got? Oh, we're talking about the 56 things that you need to know about fitness right now. That's if you're fat, skinny, tall, short, bored, busy, blind, whatever you are. Hey, check this out. I see all type of people in the gym. Blind people, old people. I seen this old couple in the gym the other day. Had to be about 400 years old between the two of them. And I'm looking at the trainer. I'm like, yo, this has got to be the easiest money in the world, right? It's got to be the easiest money in the world. But look at it like this. Old people just want to come to the gym just to talk and, you know, just to feel appreciated, just to look around at all the young people. Young people, don't do that. Don't go to the gym just to talk and look around. Go, you go hard. They ain't got shit else to do. They retired. They can be there all day. All right? Good. Now we'll go to a break, and then we're going to come back with my man Kenyatta Morgan. Let me see. Where we at? Is he on the line? Oh, not yet. We're going to go to the break, and then we're going to come back with the hold on, because I got a program. I got a programmer, y'all. I'm kind of big stuff right now, man. Hold on. I just sometimes don't go with the goddamn program. You know what I mean? Wait. This is important. I don't know the officers' names that didn't get sent to jail for killing Freddie Gray. But fuck you. Now on to the next thing. What's epic? We're talking about 7 habits of highly attractive people. Attractive, y'all. Now, it's called, this is in the truth code here. This is way out, y'all. I mean, number one, this is number one, right? They get poked, all right? That means that Bostonians attribute toward injections, cosmetic surgery, shit like that that's going to make you look youthful. Or as Joe Pesci said in My Cousin Vinny, youthful. What's a youth? Are you feeling youthful? You know what I mean? That sounds like some shit Birdman to say. Okay. We also talk about, let me pull this up real quick. Do we got to go to a break? Let's go to a break. You got a song for me? Oh, it is Memorial Day, huh? It is Memorial Weekend. I almost forgot about that. Am I still on the air? Come on. It's a celebration. Yo, I just remember something. It's Memorial Day. That'd be me, though. You forget the Memorial Day, and they call it Memorial Day so you to remember. But I get them confused. Memorial Day, Labor Day, you know, all of these days. They're called holidays. That means that they keep you in the days. Well, holla. Days. I'm going to holla at you in the days. Does that make sense? Hey, man, we got to pay attention to the stuff that's being taught to us. Or we're going to learn it anyway. Hey, I'm back, y'all. I'm live on Morse Media Live. Yo, we turning this whole media platform into something special, y'all. Believe me. And here's the deal. You got to blame God. It is not our fault. We are anointed and appointed to do this shit. All right? Now, back to what we was talking about. I got my man. No, I don't got my man on the line, but we going to get him on the line. Then we got my... Then we got the code. It's called the CCC, y'all. The cold crank call. Yeah. That means I'm going to crank call somebody, y'all, and tell them that their gym membership and all that, they can't go to the gym no more. It's going to be crazy. Y'all got to listen to this. Hey, man, you can't make this stuff. It's not scripted. This is going to be fun. But right now, we're talking about... we're talking about the 56. We're talking about alkalinity. Alkalinity is what we're talking about. Achieving alkalinity to treat illness and disease, changing your pH, balance. All right. Now, let me pull this up for some reason. Come on. We're talking about, alkalinity. We're talking about if you have diseases, y'all, if you have any type of disease in your body, you may be too acidic, all right? So here go, I'm telling you some of the signs. Here are the signs. Here are some of the symptoms that you look for if your body is too acidic, all right? Is the line on? Okay. here's the things that you, do you exhibit signs of acidification? Find out with checklist of 30 symptoms. Now, if you have too much acid in your body, which is going to make you sick, which is going to cause you mucus and all of that, and it doesn't rid itself, the only way you can get rid of it is through alkaline. Now, if you don't know if your body is too acidic, here are some of the signs, okay? Pay attention. Now, I ain't saying all of this apply to you. But here are the signs. Lack of energy, constant fatigue, loss of physical tone, psychic drive, sensation of heaviness in limbs, feelings of inability to cope. All right, goddamn. Now that's, you may be too acidic or just plumb nuts, but either way, this helps. All right. Number two. Lower body temperature, frequently feels cold, which could also be with anemic. So this is why you gotta test yourself out, y'all, because you gotta understand your vessel. This is a vessel that's being used, and certain vessels don't work like other vessels. You know, Rolls Royces don't drive like Toyotas, not even brand new Toyotas. So you know what I mean? It's just certain things that you know. Different strokes with different folks. Number three, tendency to get infections. All right? Tendency to get infections. That's number three. Loss of drive, joy, and enthusiasm. Now, this is something that comes along with having too much acid in your body, eating too much. Now, keep in mind, this is how your body get acidic. Unless you're eating food that's not live, meaning it's dead. Example, cow, pig, chicken. Things that are dead, that have a carcass. All right? the more you cook that, the more you cook those foods and cook those dead carcasses, the more acidic your body becomes. You follow me? Okay, now live foods is vegetables, fruits, things like that. Because you have to understand, the human body was never designed to eat flesh. It was not designed for that. If it was, we would have fangs. We don't. Our teeth are flat for leafy foods. You don't need cane. You don't need big fangs if you're just going to eat leaves and fruits and things like that. Flat teeth. That's how the human body is designed. People don't understand that. It's the whole way of the world is designed a certain way for it to constantly evolve into the right things. You're never going to get nothing that's going to evolve into the wrong things. It's two things that's going to happen. You're going to either evolve or dissolve. You got that? Good. Now, number five, depressive tendencies. And people, I kid you not, if you are obese, follow me now, follow me, please. If you are obese, your body has too much acid. That's all fat is, acid. That's it. Now you can say what you want. Oh, I'm healthy. I'm all right. The most famous one I always get hit. You can leave the gym and get hit by a car. Bruh. What do you mean I can get hit by a car on the way to the gym? You can get hit by a car on the way to the donut store. You see what I'm saying? Come on, man. Fuck it around, man. Okay, number six. Nervousness, agitation without cause, hyperactivity, sensitivity to high-pitched noises, and easily stressed. Pay attention. These are the signs. Number seven, very pale face. Number eight, you get headaches all the time. All the time. Nowhere. Just come from nowhere. I just got a headache. You were just cool a second ago. I know I just got a headache now, though, because of that high-pitched noise. I mean, what the fuck's going to see? This is what I'm saying. Pay attention to the signs, y'all. Number nine, eyes tear easily. Eyes tear easily. So you just tear up. You just start crying and shit. It's just, you know. I guess, though, when you think about it, you know what I mean? You know? Now, keep in mind now, I don't do bullying. I do common sense, absolute truth. If you cannot handle the shit, go to another show. That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm sorry if you can't handle the things that I say. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So, hey, again, don't shoot the messenger. Number 10. Conjunctivitis. I don't know what that is, but it sounds heavy. Conjunctivitis. You know what that is, Partis? Never heard of it. But whatever it is, it's too much acid in your body if you got it. All right? Inflammation of the cornea and eyelids. All right? Inflammation of the cornea and eyelids. All right? So y'all people that's out there, you know, smoking kush and your eyes get low and all that, don't think that, you know, you got to put it all together. Your eyes get low, you get the munchies, then you got to eat a bunch of acidic food. Hey, man, I'm just telling you what's going on. That's why I drink alkaline water, because I smoke. Now other people wonder, damn, well, how does a guy that does fitness smoke? Let me clarify this for you. Number one, I'm not a guy that does fitness. I am fitness. Period. I am it. Period. The whole thing of it. Everything about it. I walk it, talk it, breathe it, sleep it, shit. That's it. Fitness. Number two, I refuse to take pharmaceutical painkillers. All right? Got a lot of painkillers out here, you know, this, that, and all this. I don't know. I don't want to take it because I'm a creature of habit. I don't need any bad habits. You know what I mean? I only want good habits from now on. You know what I mean? That's it. So I just don't believe in that. However, I also don't believe in having back spasms that will just bow. You see? So I smoke. And let me tell you why. See, I got shot with a 357 Magnum at point blank range, y'all. This is how I started my fitness journey. When I left the hospital, I rolled out the hospital in the wheelchair and they gave me a bunch of pain medicine, prescriptions for pain pills and all that. And I never took it. Never took it. Now, here's the thing. I smoked. I smoked before I got shot. So I would smoke after I got shot. However, when I got shot, I was only 147 pounds. I'm 205 pounds now. See, that which does not kill me only made me stronger. I'm a witness to that. I'm telling you now, this is a true story. This is, I rarely give my testimony, y'all. So y'all better pay attention to this one. This is good stuff now. This is an exclusive. This is like E.T. What's that other show they be coming on? Extra. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? This is Access Hollywood on steroids up in this joint. This is Moore's Media. This is bigger than all of that. You know why? Because I'm here. They got all the stuff, but they ain't got me. So here's the thing. I had to rehab myself. And so I didn't want to take pain medication. So what I did was I just smoked. And I smoked like I've been doing. And I would smoke before I work out. And I was like, dang, like it puts you in a different zone. You know what I mean? Like, hey, hey. Some people drink coffee. Other people take some people take Rush. Some people take different pre-workouts to get they, you know, get them going. Me, I smoke. Now, do I recommend people to smoke that? Am I you know what I mean? Like, I'm an advocate. I'm an advocate of those that love to feel good when they smoke. And it also is beneficial for the medical reasons. If you don't want to get hooked on Prozac and Demazol and Picharol and Get You All and whatever type of, whatever they want to call that shit nowadays. If you don't want to get hooked on that, man, come on now. They got OG Kush, they got the Sativa, they got Indica, they got all the good things that go along with it. Now, a lot of trainers ain't going to tell you that, you know, because I guess for them, that's not a marketability thing. For me, I don't really give a shit because I'm going to do that anyway. I'm going to smoke anyway. If I'm training a top athlete, a movie star, whatever, whatever, I'm going to smoke. Period. That's just me. I know. You're probably thinking, well, what does that have to do with fitness? Everything has to do with fitness. You know why? Because the states that has the athletes, the NFL, NBA, the NHL, the NBL, all of these sports are going to have, they're going to be able to endorse medical marijuana if they're in that state. So that means that the person that's on that team, if they go to the doctor and the doctor say, hey, you need this for, you know, for your pain or whatever, whatever. Hey, there it is. I don't think it's outlawed. you know, Pac said he never did a crime he didn't have to do. Anyway, to make a long story short, back to number 12. Is he on the line yet, Poetess? Okay, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Number 12 was too acidic. Oh, yeah. Hold on, I lost my spot, y'all. Okay, here we go. Number 12, acidic saliva. Acidic saliva. These are things that you are your body too acidic. Number 3. Number 13 is loose teeth. Loose teeth. If your teeth is loose, you may be too acidic. How would you tell if someone's teeth is loose, though, yo? I mean, when you talk to, they just like, I think Bobby Brown had that. Number 14, inflamed sensitive gums. Inflamed sensitive gums. All right? Now, this could be for liars, too.
If you're a liar, you may have inflame-sensitive gums. You know, if you don't know how to tell the truth about yourself. You know what I mean? All right. Number 15, mouth ulcers. 16, cracks on the corners of your lips. 17, recurring infections of throats and tonsils. 18, teeth insensitive to hot and cold or acidic foods. Acidic foods. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna go on to a little more. Hair looks dull, has split ends, and falls out. Okay. Nails are thin and split and break easily. Dry skin. Leg cramps and spasms. Hives, all right? Those are the things, y'all. Those are the things that you should look for when you when your body is too acidic. His okay, give him a call now. Yeah, because we're on a roll now. I'm on some good stuff now because it all amounts to, where did it come from? Where did it come from, y'all? Listen, check this out. 15 simple ways to overcome anger. You see how fast you go through these things. I hope y'all writing these down. And if you're not, they give you the whole thing of it, the whole ingredients. This is a common ingredient. These are the common ingredients for anger. Unfairness. This is what's going to make you mad. In other words, this is going to make you mad, y'all. Now, listen. And I got to say this, too. If you're going through something and you don't know what you're going through, you don't know why you're going through it, keep going. Don't stop. No matter what you do. Just keep going because you're going through it for a reason. If you knew the reason, you wouldn't go through it. So you got to go through it. Does that make sense? Good. In other words, don't kill yourself for nothing. Nobody, no reason, no why, no where. Okay? Don't do it because you can always get better. If you're dead, you can never get worse. You can't get worse when you're dead. You can't get better either. You can't get nothing. All right? Don't kill yourself. If I just helped you, help somebody else. All right? Now, common ingredient for anger. Loss. You get lost. We feel that we have lost something that we have identified with ourselves. With feelings, pride, money, car, job, all of that. These are ingredients for anger. Anger is only a thief of a good moment. All right? Keep that in mind. Now, and the Bible didn't say nothing. See, here's the thing about the Bible. The Bible said, it didn't say you couldn't get angry. That's not what it said. It said be slow to anger. And then once you do, get over it fast. All right. Now, 3, blame. These are ingredients from anger. We blame other people. Blame. 4, pain. 5, focus. Focus. Donald Trump said something, and with all the idiotic shit he ever said, I could never forget this shit. With all the dumb shit he ever said, this is the one thing that he said. Years and years, just before this one even ran for president, he said, focus, F-O-C-U-S, follow one course until successful. True story, and I did that. Now I'm successful. Blame God. We got to go to another break. But we'll be right back.
We are one and ready. Yes, thank you.
Hey, what is I am?
We're living our own life. We're hearing more of me and you and me.
Hey, yo, what's the science, yo? I am the Making Decisions to Make Code. Listen, who's better, Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles? Ray Charles. Call in. Tell me who you like better. All right, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles. I'm gonna say Ray, because Ray was a beast. Stevie's a beast. Ray's a beast. Either way, Both of them go in the studio and make something that people that go in the studio that with glasses on and can't see. I mean, you know what I mean? So does that make sense? Hey, yo, we got on the line, yo. We got on the line. Is that King Yada Morgan on the line?
Yes, it is.
Yo, peace to the gods. What's the science, man?
What's going on, bro? What's going down, man? Just sitting here up in that, man, trying to grind up.
Grinding, I can dig that, man. Me too, man. I'm out here grinding like bad breaks, man. I'm unstoppable. Hey, so listen, hey, King Yada, like they don't know, man. When you on my show is all about live being great and great people coming on my show. Tell the people who you is so they understand who you are. Tell them I got a Green Bay Packer, a real Calgary League superstar on this line right here, so they'll know. And then we're gonna wait. And then we're gonna get into how you're doing your fitness regimens and what you're doing with them now, your fitness regimens now. All right. Tell the people who you are.
Okay, my name is Kenyatta Morgan. I'm a former Green Bay Packer / Calgary Stampeder. Played professionally for about 8-9 years. Got into fitness. I was born into fitness. I got to say it that much.
Right.
And born into fitness. It's always going to be part of my life. And,
right.
Like I said, I can't get enough of it. So,
let me ask you this. When you was playing with the Packers, the Super Bowl, do you realize, man, the Packers is dope. They, I think they got a chance this year. No Peyton, you know what I mean? Aaron is a beast.
Right.
I don't think Cam is going to be ready. After I seen him choke in that Super Bowl like that, shout out to Cam. I ain't hating on you, Cam. But damn, Cam.
I thought he did a good job throughout the year of managing the team, man. He basically single-handedly managed that team to win all those games.
But he choked.
Not really. Look at the receiving corps that he had this year. You had a lot of second-tier, I hate to say it, like second-tier receivers that came on and actually played above and beyond their means.
Okay.
But he was delivering. I mean, he controlled the offense. That defense played lights out. In the Super Bowl, you had Von Miller. Who can account for Von Miller coming across that end, man?
Right.
There was nobody that can block him. It's probably the fastest 2D end that you'll probably see in football that was coming after him between him and DeMarcus Ware.
Right.
So when you got that at hand and everybody else that actually, the Broncos defense was rated number one all year. They got a secondary that can cover. They can cover. And if you don't have guys open, who you got to throw to? So I watched the game, and like I said, there was nothing you can actually do. And trying to get in sync with that, yeah, that team was just destined. It was, like I said, the Broncos came with a game plan. They did what they had to do. Peyton didn't have to do too much.
Papa John! Shout out to Papa John. He finally did his damn thing in there, yo.
Yeah.
He stunk up the last one. My damn living room still stink from the last Super Bowl. He stunk up, man.
What was it,
63-14 or something like that?
They ain't even scored that. I think it was like 8.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Okay, so listen. Yeah. Did you ever play against Peyton?
No, I didn't.
Okay, when you was with the Packers, who was the quarterback? Was it Rodgers or was it Brett?
Not Brett Favre.
Fucking Brett Favre. Damn it. I still can't forget that pass. The pass. I bet you know which pass I'm talking about. There's a lot of passes that he did. But the pass.
You talk about when he was at the Vikings, though. You talk about that pass? The one in the playoffs?
No. He was with the Packers. That pass.
Which pass are you talking
the
about?
The pass before he went to the Vikings. That's probably why they kicked him off, because of that damn pass.
He said the
fans. Hey, Kenyatta, listen. Tell the people where they can find you at on social media while I got you online.
Okay. Definitely, you can call me. Where can you find me? You can find me on Facebook under Kenyatta Morgan. Let's see. I'm also on Instagram.
Yeah.
Kind of changed the name. K. Morgan Enterprise.
Uh-huh.
You can find me there.
Translation. Ballin' K. Morgan Enterprise. I know you got that NFL bread over there, yo. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, we're doing different things right now. We deal with the fitness and a lot of things we're transforming. I'm actually transforming over to where we're gonna start a nonprofit to where we'll start preaching fitness awareness and stuff like that too as well.
That's awesome, man. We can connect with mine, man. Y'all can connect y'all's with mine. I got the childhood obesity nonprofit, the Cole Foundation.
Okay, and then also on the side, I actually am a wealth manager too as well, man.
Money.
We deal with,
balling!
Deal with money, man. Putting people in the right position, man. Making money. Them more financially literate, bro.
Money. So, and, yeah. and you know what's funny? The song, my opening song was Money Make the World Go Wrong. Well, go round. Damn, I said make the world go wrong. Ain't that a bitch? Money make the world go round, man. What you think, Kenyatta? Yes or no?
Yeah, that's the truth. That's true.
That's the truth.
Yeah, like I said, if you need any, like I said, funding, wealth management, retirement stuff, y'all can hit me up. It's called the World Platinum Group.
Uh-huh.
You can find me on www.investplatinum.net. And like I said, if I can sit there, we'll do a free consultation. Yeah. Try to put you on the right direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and in other words, people, don't be calling unless you don't want to be balling. That's what we doing over there. He doing that wealth thing over there. Now,
that's right.
So listen, what was your okay? With your workout now, as opposed to when you was in the NFL, is way different, of course.
Right.
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 So is it more weight training now or more, calisthenics and things like that?
Calisthenics is a big thing now that the body is, getting older and you've taken the beatings in terms of football. So a lot of calisthenics, man. I do a lot of yoga. I'll get into a lot of stretching. I still hit the weights, not as trying to bulk up anymore, but more trying to lean out and have that beach body, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now that I don't run around for 3 to 6 hours a day anymore.
Right.
And because remember, football is a full-time job. You're talking about six hours a day of your life that you committed to that football thing. And so
every day.
It's easy to stay slim during that time. You can stay slim and trim, but the older you get out of football, you may have an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours at the most to actually get your workouts in. Now, I have to watch what I eat, you know what I mean? Eat is the most essential thing in terms of a diet and gaining, results from anything, you know what I mean? So if your diet ain't right, you can lift all the weights you want, but you're not going to get the results you really, really want to get.
Right.
I'm basically training my body for longevity now, you know what I mean?
Longevity. And this is an NFL star, y'all. This is training for longevity. Because a lot of the NFL guys, when they come on, they have the same method. It's like they did so much to their bodies in like such a short amount of time that they just want to stay in shape. It's not for the bulk or the look or for the competition or nothing like that. It's just for longevity. So let me ask you this. Did you get any injuries when you was in there?
I got some nicks and bruises, man. I mean, it's part of the game, man. It's definitely part of the game. But like I said, we're working them out. They tell you this. One thing that my chiropractor and doctor told me is basically, I still get my annuals. I make sure that I'm up on everything health-wise, but you can't stop working out. That's one thing that you don't want to do, is to just stop working out.
Right.
That actually helps the muscles bend and heal as well in terms of the process. Just stop working out, your body just starts falling apart. It'll age fast. Just like any normal person, but we have the bumps and bruises too as well. So working out prolongs the aging process. And if anybody else, if they don't tell you anything else, that's the truth right there. You may not want to invest in your time and your in the membership now, but you'll be investing in doctor bills later. So you might as well go ahead and get it in now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's time now. So.
Hey, we're going live right now, y'all. Let me put this right here. I'm going live on
I'm going live on Facebook right now, yo. It is Jamaica Code Live. Y'all see my alkaline water. Hey, Kenyatta, I'm live on. I'm just introducing to the fans, y'all. Y'all come on in. We got Kenyatta Morgan on the line for me, Green Pack. Listen, are you on? Up you on to the alkaline water? Can you see? Can y'all see that? Can
you see the alkaline water?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Did a lot of research on alkaline water too, as well. One thing that we're learning is that a lot of the foods that we eat these days is producing more cancer cells faster than we can count. So a lot of times, like even with alkaline water, they talk about ginger, they talk about cinnamon, those main ingredients, those type of things like that actually helps the body to control the growth of those cancer cells.
Right.
They actually kill them off too as well.
What, so, the alkaline? That's what I be trying to tell alkaline. People. Kenyatta, they don't understand, man. I tell you, listen, no disease can live in an alkaline body. It kills off everything. I know
all.
People. Yeah.
Not at
Hannibal
all.
Lecter in the house. I see you, Hannibal Lecter. I see you, Kim. Yeah. I see you, Juana, Manny. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm
listening. No, that alkaline water is wonders. If people don't know about it, then go do research on it.
Man, I mean, no. They don't get it. I'm trying to listen. Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. This is the biggest. This is. Let me tell you why. now it's getting to the point where they're making it less cost effective. But they don't know how effective it is. So I got my own alkaline. Look, it glows in the dark, yo. It's just the water that glows. Yeah, I got my alkaline thing going on. And
there you go.
Yeah, it's taking over. Hey, let me tell you something, man. One thing you can't deny. I know people that was actually cured from cancer, yo. From the alkaline. They drank a lot of alkaline water and a high alkaline diet. I mean, as a matter of fact, I shot my first video, my very first fitness video at the same place that they made, that they had this thing, man. And it was dope. Hey, Kenyatta, I got to ask you this while I'm on the line, since we all talking sports and we all talking the NFL and we all talking wealth, baby.
Yep.
Is this a smart move? I got to laugh when I was just thinking about it. It sounds bananas. Is this a smart move? Is it a smart move for Russell Wilson get married to Ciara without a prenup? Go. You see, hey, that's laughable. I post that day, and all the women is like, "Yeah, that's right. That's what he's supposed to do." He got like a $100 million contract or something like that.
Oh,
that's a tough shot. That's a tough.
Hey, well, what they say? What's the saying? That. You wasn't out there shooting when I was.
Yeah, you wasn't shooting with me when I was in the gym.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's it. That's the one right there.
Hey,
man, huh? If he really, I don't, like I said, I don't know the nuances of their relationship.
Uh-huh.
What
do you know the nuance, like, man? She said, my goodies. And that was it. Hey, he like, yo, I want them goodies. Hey, man.
The one thing I noticed is that's what they want. Like, they have their careers. I mean, so they're going to have an expectation of the people they date now.
Uh-huh.
Especially these women that have been successful, so they have their expectations.
Right.
But at the same time, I also noticed the one thing, too, is that when their fame and fortune starts on the decline, they start latching onto these ones that are hot at that point in time.
Exactly.
So, there's a double-edged sword with it, so you got to be careful which women you choose to actually do something like that with. You better really think it through.
She went from Bow Wow to to $1 million contract. Yo, I mean, who came up? Hey, let me ask you this, Kenyatta.
When you training, man, give me three songs, man, that get you going, man. Give me three good workout songs when they get you ready.
Man, see, it don't take much for me no more. It's like, hey, I'm gonna go get it in, but
Do you listen to music when you train? Because I know some people could just walk in the gym and be, you know, if they could be playing anything in the gym, and I mean, and people just go. But I gotta have my headphones on, huh?
Yeah, I like my Nas. I always like my Nas.
I met the godson. Like, shout out to Nas. Who else?
Yeah, I like my Jadakiss, man. I like Jada. Man, Jay-Z. I gotta listen to. I could listen to some M. Anything that I listened to during the time I was getting ready for a game, I could listen to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it gives you that mindset again when I get in.
You know,
there,
you know what I mean? So you like that? You like the Nas? You know, that's one of my anthems. Nas and Puffy, Hate Me Now.
Yeah. That used to go right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for games right there. So I go to that. They call it old school now, but I go.
That ain't
old
no man. Come on, you can hate me. What can I do but keep getting money? Funny, I was just like you. Whoa, man, you won't knock it off.
Hey, why you playing?
Huh?
He's getting close to being a billionaire too now. Like I said,
I know you. He's doing them startup companies.
Yeah.
He's got
a financial firm. He got a financial firm. He actually worked with on the low.
I was reading that.
Yeah, it's called Queensbridge Investments.
They're like 100,000 and less, right? Or something like that, right?
What? He closer to $1 billion now.
No. I'm saying he specialized in business that was 100,000 and less in investing in it.
Yeah. When it's investing, yeah.
Right. Exactly. See, that was a smart move, Nas. That was a smart. Yeah. Hey, Kenyatta, we got to go to a break, man. I'm gonna be right back. Sit tight.
All right. All right.
Was picking them up. Yo, what's the science? Yo, I am Demega. This is Demega Koja live on the air right now on the livest, dopest media group on the internet, Morris Media Group. I'm telling you, y'all. Listen, I got Kenyatta Morgan on the line. Green Bay Packer. Hey, Kenyatta.
What up?
So we laughed off the Sierra and Bow Wow thing. I mean, damn, was it Bob? Was it who? Russell Wilson. Damn, I didn't call it. Oh, my gosh. Shit. I'm just saying, though. It's funny. You know what I mean? But you would never recommend that type of thing to happen. Correct?
I mean, like I said, it's not a childhood girlfriend that I've been with for, you know, since yay high. This ain't brown sugar.
Right.
You know, when we started together.
Yeah, I fell in love with hip hop. You the perfect beat over a tight verse. Yeah, that was the shit. Man, come on, no, this ain't that. This is.
I already made it to the league, so you know. Now I'm dating would she have dated him if he wasn't in the league? Now you got to look at that. You know, I don't know. Like I said, it's just I wouldn't have done it if I just met her. Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
Period.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
For what?
Not at 80. Depending on where you at, what do you make, $84 million? That's a $42 million paycheck for her.
Oof.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Okay, let's just play this out. I'm going to be Russell Wilson.
Okay.
You be his lawyer.
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Bob Weinstein. I found her. I found the one.
now, Russell, I mean, you found the one the last time, and you see where you ended up, right? Now, you really want to think this through?
Yeah, but she's black.
Okay.
She's black, and the other one was white. We didn't comprehend.
Okay. Did she get a check from you?
Yeah. Yeah,
she did get a check from me.
She's still getting a check right now to this day.
Okay, so that should teach you a lesson right there. There's always going to be a check involved. Now, if the person is really there for the long haul, would they mind signing this pre-grant? treating us. You just got a brand new contract. I just want to make sure that they're there for the love and not for the money. The difference.
Yeah, but I love her, though. It don't matter if she's here for the money. I love her.
Hey, I got a bunch of friends that loved her, and they loved it. But it's the past tense of it now. They had to go to court, too. So, like I said, I would sit there and I would guard myself. But like I said, really think twice. I'm not saying to do it. I'm not saying not to do it. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I would really think it through. I'm playing devil's advocate for you right now.
Well, I'm not going to. Listen, man, no matter what you say.
Yeah.
I'm not signing a prenup. I don't care if I make $500 million in my life.
Well, that's some love. That's some love. And like I said, I hope and pray that you, I mean, wish you the best with this relationship. I mean, you've taken the right steps with her. She seems like a good woman. Hopefully, like I said, it won't cost you at the end like that.
Okay, now you be Russell and let me be the lawyer. Let me be the lawyer. Come on, you be Russell.
All right, lawyer. What should I do in this case? I love her, but I'm not sure if I really want to do a prenup. Matter of fact, I don't want to do a prenup.
No. I'm Russell. No.
Okay. I thought you said I'm Russell.
Wait. What am I, the lawyer? Oh, yeah. You Russell. And yeah. I'm the lawyer. That's right. Okay. You Russell. I'm the lawyer. That's right. Okay. Go ahead.
I don't want her to sign the prenup. I know you've already got the paperwork printed out. I know it just got to
Russell. Wait. Hold on. Russell. Did you hit it yet? Did you hit it yet, Russ? Before you start giving away all your money, did you at least hit it?
No.
Okay, Russell. Hey. Let's just talk this over, buddy. All right. Russell, I'm like Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank at this point. I forbid you. Mr. Wonderful be like, Mark, I forbid you to invest in this company. Listen, hey, Russell, I forbid you.
But I love her.
Listen, I will forward you Tina Turner's favorite song, her biggest hits, one of her biggest hits, What's Love Got to Do with It? Russell, you're going to be paying forever. Don't do it to yourself. And that's the end. I'm gonna say no. What I really want to say is, motherfucker, have you lost your goddamn mind? What? I wish your ass would.
So nothing. You haven't even touched the goodies.
No. She just wrote a. She's singing a song about you. That's what it is. She just runs walking around with sexy shit on, singing, "Yo, my goodies," and he can't take it. He like, "Yo, I want in." You know what I mean? That's gonna cost you $84 million.
Not even a rub. Not even a
nothing.
You know?
Nothing. Don't even look too hard. Don't do none of that. Don't do none of that.
Not even on the tip, huh?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing, man. Don't even think about it. How do you do that though, man? With an $84 million contract. And sixty million of it is guaranteed.
Yeah, no. So do you go buy an outfit without trying it on, or
no? Or you can just gonna assume that it fits.
Yeah, I want that car. Just give it to me.
Okay,
you don't even know if it runs. You don't even have an engine in it.
I got a brand new Bentley sitting in the driveway with no engine in it. Hey, Kenyatta, your position was what? Three. Your position was a cornerback?
No, wide receiver, kick returner.
Kick returner, that's what I thought. Now, let me ask you this. Give me your best three defenders.
Best three
defenders? That you played against.
I gotta say the best ones that I played against weren't in the league. They were more hungry. I've dealt with some long gated guys that can actually play. Like I said, the best ones usually are not on the field.
Right.
It's not always on the field, so.
Right. Right. So in the league, when you was on the Packers, who was the best corner that played against you? Who was the best three corners that played against you on the Packers?
You had Charles Woodson.
Oh yeah, you had the beast on there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the rest of them couldn't hang, man. They couldn't handle me.
They couldn't handle you.
You got to understand the training that I got. I was training with, like, the Chad Johnson, T.J. Hushmanzada. You talk about guys from the Phenom Factory. Coach Charlie Collins, shout out to, man.
Right.
He was basically training us on another level already. So to be guarded, it's hard to guard us. Ricky Manning Jr., he used to work out with us. He was actually a good challenge, too, as well. He worked. He definitely worked. I have some other guys, too, man. One of my guys, he was on the that Michael Irvin show.
Michael Irvin had a show? He had a radio show?
No, he had a reality show, which he had a bunch of players that, basically worked out.
Uh-huh.
And had a chance to make the Dallas Cowboys. Well, do you remember number 17 that plays for Dallas now? He was on that show.
He played for Dallas now? He a receiver?
Yeah, he played receiver, kick returner. Yeah. He's on there now. Well, there was another guy named Dante.
Okay.
Dante was a great cover guy, a little short guy, just like me, a little small receiver, but can cover ground and was shifty just as much as I was. So I would have more problems with him because he knew how to take angles. He had good body control, and his feet were just as quick as mine. So it was a nice battle. It was definitely a nice battle in that sense.
Right, right, right.
So people like that, yeah, you end up. But other than everything that, oh, yeah, eat everybody else for lunch, man. It's lunchtime.
Who going to win? Hey, who going to win with Steph and Westbrook? Who going to win?
Man, I was rooting for the Warriors, man. It's one game at a time.
Yeah.
But OKC looks so dominant in those wins that it's like soon when they start being aggressive and going to the hole, they couldn't stop them. So it's going to be tough. I want to see how they adjust and play because last night's game was great. Steph came to play.
Yeah.
The boys came to play.
Yeah,
they
play to a different tone though when they play to a different tone when they in OKC though, man.
Yeah, but they beat OKC three times this year. I know they lost 4-4 to lead, and like I said, this the playoffs is a whole different world. But I still got faith in Steph that he may come through and push this to a game 7. I think he may be able to do it.
I'm rooting for them, but them last two games in Oklahoma, they got me thinking differently, man. It seemed like
I'm gonna tell you right now, in order for the Warriors to win, they gotta score 120 points.
Period.
I've been saying the whole series. Yes.
Period.
They have to score 120 points. If they don't score 120 points, then you're gonna lose the game.
Period.
Because OKC can run with them. They match up well across the board with them. I think that Kerr actually got a lineup from last night that actually can still defend against their second unit and play well against their second unit. I think he put a good combination last night. So we're going to see how Saturday goes.
We're going to see. We're going to see. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I hate to give up fate, but when you get blew out like that and it just looked like your whole,
That's how the playoffs has been. You get one team, they blow them out, then Steph and them blew them out the next game, then they went to OKC. I mean, you shoot well at home. They gave up the first game, the Warriors. They gave up that first game, and they were up by 15. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? It can go either way. It just depends on the night and the game plan.
Right.
So even in the other series with Toronto, look, everybody counted Toronto out. Toronto came back and won the next two games. And convincingly, too, at 12. So it's all about adjustments in the playoffs. How can you adjust? How fast can you adjust to the other team and what they're doing?
Yeah, I tell you what, though. Toronto surprising me. I'm telling you right now, but I don't think they're gonna have a day on. They ain't gonna do nothing with LeBron. And I think it's awful.
They were one game away from being tied with LeBron and them for the one of the top records, man. It was in the Heat. So they're not too far off. Everybody's sleeping on them, but they actually can play. They can actually play. Boys can play. When they come to play, they can play. They're young. They're young, so they're going to be inconsistent at times.
Right.
But when you come to play and they get it together, they're a force to be reckoned
with. They're full of energy.
Exactly.
How we looking on time? Okay. let me see. All right, let me tune off with my folks here on Facebook, yo. I appreciate y'all tuning in on Facebook, y'all. We had Kenyatta Morgan live on the line. Yay. Okay, I'm tuning off on them. Hey, Kenyatta. Okay, so check this out. give me one quote. Give me one thing that you live by right now in this day and age. When you were in the league, you still lived by this, like something that you brought with you from then to now.
Oh yeah, everything you put your mind to, you do it 100% always. I don't care what it is. It could be homework, it could be starting your own business, it could be chasing the dream of your league, and don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Go back one time. You said what with the league?
Oh, with the league part is like 100%. Everything that I do it to a full. I don't half-ass it. Everything I do it to its fullest. I work hard at it, and I go 100% all out. Like I said, I'm up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to about 12 midnight every day. That's my schedule. And I don't stop. You know what I mean? I'm nonstop. So everything I do, I go all out 100% for. And like I said, with anybody else too as well, like I said, nobody could ever tell me what I can and can't do. Right. I make those rules. I'll never put myself in a box. I'm always a go above and beyond what they ever think is expectation.
Expected, you're
and
right.
And that's how I work. You know what I mean? That's how I work. You'll never put me in a box. You can't say, this is that type of guy. No, I could do anything you put in front of me.
Wow. I like that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Exactly. I love it.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
So listen, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. I enjoyed you. I hate that I got to go because we got so many things. It just went so fast. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But you got to come back on, man, and hang out with me. But listen, tell the people again about the tell the people where they can get you on social media one more time, and okay, then we're going to connect.
All right. Definitely look up Kenyatta Morgan. I'm on Instagram at K Morgan Enterprise. Mm-hmm. Also, I have an investment group called it World Platinum Group. You can look me up at www.investplatinum.net. Like I said, we deal with financials and everything else. Health and finance is the biggest things that we have in terms of obstacles in our lives at this point. So that's the two big areas that I work on, to get people to that next level. So
that's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. And we definitely going to connect, man, with the nonprofits and, do what we can for the community and helping the people, because that's what we're about. We're about these big things.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. Hey, I appreciate you, man. I'll talk with you soon.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. That's Kenyatta Morgan, y'all, former Green Bay Packer. We have them all on here. This is a great thing that goes on. We talk about fitness. We talk about wealth. We talk about health. We talk about everything that goes on in particular. And I tell you like this, don't blame me. Blame God. That's what I say, because he knows what to do about it. He put me here. All right. Listen. I gotta go. As much as I hate to do it, I got to go. So, I'll see y'all next Friday. And that's the truth. And remember, from the best to the worst, keep God first and always keep getting closer to your dreams. One love.